to have a heart full of appreciation and glorification of the Holy Name. Scriptures are full of glorification, just like Aho Bata Shapachoto Gariyan, that verse by Devahuti. She is telling, if the Holy Name is dancing in the tongue of a chanter, he has performed all the yajnic sacrifices and austerities and yoga and charity and penances, everything he has done, she is saying. Similarly, the power of the Holy Name to eradicate the sinful reactions is explained exactly like it is said, Simha Trishtair Mugairva. When the Simha is doing garjan, all the forest animals flee in all directions. Or another example is given, just like the sun absorbs the urine but never gets contaminated itself. It remains always pure. And no one is able to commit sins more than what the Holy Name can eradicate. The Holy Name is so powerful. And the Holy Name is all auspicious. It brings about auspiciousness in the entire world. Like Yamaraj is saying, Tasmat Sankirtanam Vishnur Jagan Mangalam Amhasam. Even if the sin is very great, Mahatam. So, if you open the pages of the Shastras, they are giving praise after praise after praise about the Holy Name. Even if somebody chants the Holy Name out of musical entertainment, even if somebody chants the Holy Name derisively, like Shishupal, even if somebody chants the Holy Name neglectfully, carelessly, still the Holy Name will have its potency. Even if somebody has lived a life of sin, entire life, at the last minute, if he just called out the Lord's name helplessly, or if somebody while sleeping, while falling down, while having a maranajwara, high fever at the time of death, one is helplessly calling the Lord's name, one will be immediately delivered. So, if you read the sixth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam towards the end, the Vishnuduta is speaking to Yamadutas, and Yamaraj is speaking to his own servants. There is unlimited glorification of the Holy Name. The purpose of the scriptures giving these glorifications of the Holy Name is to help the living entity understand the glory of the glory and the potency of the Lord's name, by which when we hear these glorifications and we remember them and we cherish them and then we develop appreciation and respect for the Holy Name, then we can have an appropriate mood in approaching the Holy Name. Just like sometimes you say the class was nice, class was not nice, and all that we say many times. Many times it is dependent on the love you have for the speaker. If the recipient has a great appreciation and love and respect for the speaker, then naturally he is able to appreciate the class very much. That is one of the prerequisites. And when you don't have appreciation or respect in the beginning only, as soon as you look at the speaker who is sitting on the asana, when you don't have appreciation, then one can also not appreciate the class also, actually. Because as soon as the lack of appreciation comes, immediately it puts like opaque spectacles. When you wear opaque spectacles, what can you see? You can't see anything. Then anything and everything that is being spoken, it falls into deaf ears. And your mind is not receptive to hear the lecture. So, Shastras talk so much about what is the meaning of a Vaishnava. Like we say in this Upadishamrit, Dishtai Svava Janiter Vapushascha Doshe Na Prakritatpamiha Bhakta Janasya Pashyet. So that verse is said, like the Ganges may carry dead bodies or stool or bones, such dirty things. But remember, Ganges is Ganges. Ganges is always pure. Ganges never gets contaminated. Even if there are bubbles and foam and all that. One should just move aside those things and take a sip of the water of Ganges to purify oneself. It still has the potency to purify. Same way a Vaishnava may externally may have so many deficiencies, but those deficiencies should be thrown away because he is a Mahabhagavat. He is representing Krishna and he is speaking Krishna message. So, in the beginning, if you have appreciation and love and respect, then it is very easy to gain benefit from the message that goes into our ears. Otherwise, all of you can try this test yourself. You hate a person first and try to hear. Even if a person gives the loftiest of the information available in the whole universe from the internet, the information which you have never heard of, He is giving you the most profound information that will not touch your heart. If he is giving you the deepest of the realizations, and he is just throwing bombs after realization, boom, boom, boom in the class, none of those realizations will have any change in your heart. You see. And he does the best of the kirtans, and he has the best of the expression and best of the emotion, best of the intellectual analysis. Nothing of this will touch your heart because you don't like the person. If you don't like a person, you know, whatever he speaks will be refused by your mind, rejected by your mind. That is why the very first step in hearing, you can see in Srimad Bhagavatam how the Suta Goswami was glorified by Shaunakadi Rishis. Or how Parikshit is glorifying Shukadeva Goswami. One has to develop love for the speaker, then one can love, appreciation, respect. All are important. Then one will be able to gain full advantage of the association. And the same is true for the holy name also. The holy name, as soon as the chanting begins, we think it is like drinking castor oil. Now I have to Arundel. Now they are going to feed me Arundel, castor oil, I have to drink now. As soon as I said, my leg is paining. I think I am a little thirsty now. I think night it became 10 o'clock for me, 10:15 for me. Became late. Looking at the watch. So when the attitude is wrong, and we think the holy name is a burden, then you will find that there is a proverb in English, well begun is half done. And not well begun is totally gone. So, that is why it said, Kintu Adarat Anudinam Kalusaiva Jushta. Swadvi Kramat Bhavati Tadgata Moolahantri. That word Adarat is used. Approach the holy name respectfully. And hear the praises and glorification of the holy name. One of the things I always try to do every day, the beginning is to praise the holy name. Once Lokanath Swami Maharaj was telling, when you eat the food, he said, you take the master food in the hand and you praise it. Shakari Aswadana, isn't it? What is that? Prabhu Bole Bhakta Gana, Yeisha Krishna Aswadilo. Ah, what a shock it is. This is tasted by Krishna. It is completely transcendental substance, pure. And now I am putting it in my mouth. In that consciousness, you put every morsel of prasad. After prasad, you will feel ecstasy. You will start dancing in great ecstasy. Similarly, Vaishnava is walking up and going towards the Vyasas, and you see, oh, what a Vaishnava. He's a transcendental personality. He is very dear to Krishna. Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale, we say. No? He is very dear to Krishna. Krishna loves him very much. He loves Krishna and Krishna loves him. He performs pastimes with Krishna. You think like that, then you hear the person. It will make so much difference. Similarly, holy name. Oh, this is not ordinary sound vibration. Hare Krishna. This is chanted by all great acharyas. Gaur Gurus Babaji, Bhaksan Saraswati, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Prabhupada, and all current acharyas. Whole world of Vaishnavas is all Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Everyone is chanting, not just one moment, 1 minute or 2 minutes, 2 hours, 3 hours. Some acharyas are all the time carrying bead bag with them. In the car they are chanting, in the temple they are chanting. Everywhere they are chanting. And every day they are chanting. Throughout the year they are chanting. Lifelong they are chanting. Even beyond death they are chanting. They are chanting eternally. How wonderful the holy name must be. So with that attitude you take the holy name, it will make a difference. Harinam Prabhu ki. Let's offer our humble obeisances into all the Vaishnavas.